This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Cyber attackers took on targets ranging from the White House to the town of Cleburne last week. Russians are suspected of trying to break into unclassified White House computers, and hackers broke into Cleburne's system after a police officer shot and killed a dog. The University of Texas at Dallas has a cybersecurity research institute that celebrated its 10th anniversary last week, and the executive director, Bhavani Thurasingham, is with me now. Welcome to the KERA Newsroom.
Thank you very much.
Let's start with those two attacks last week. Very different targets and approaches. Cleburne had what's known as a denial of service attack. Now, do you know how that type of attack is different?
Yes. What happens with those attacks is that instead of stealing information from the computers, what happens here is that they plant malware to slow down the machine, which means the resources will not be available to the legitimate users. And so that's called the denial of service.
Now, there's been some speculation that the White House attacks were done by Russians. I've been reading about countries like China, Russia, and even North Korea as establishing cyber warfare units within their own militaries. How can government and companies protect themselves from that?
So this is a big challenge that we have because we are being attacked in all directions. I mean, there are these rogue nations that are attacking us. There are these teenage hackers who are attacking us. And so we've got to be really vigilant. We need to make sure that our machines and networks are healthy. We have to make sure that we change our passwords, and I do that every 3 months. And we've got to be several steps ahead of the attacker, and that's easier said than done.
You run UTD's Cybersecurity Institute. Obviously, starting that a decade ago seems smart now, but you know, what was the reaction in 2004?
Yes, so in 2004, although the word cybersecurity had been coined, it was still very early. And so when I joined UT Dallas, I think the UT Dallas administration, they were thinking ahead. And so we built it step by step. And I was just a one-woman show at that time. And then we grew it to 10 professors working entirely in cybersecurity in our engineering school. And we also do a lot of interdisciplinary research with risk analysts, economists, and cognitive neuroscience.
I'm curious, does poverty play a significant role in online crime? I mean, do we see greater concentration in certain criminal activities from more impoverished areas or countries?
I have looked at, because we've been talking to sociologists and we've looked at which groups of people. To date, I cannot make a strong correlation between poverty and attacks, but people are recruiting hackers and giving them money for them to join their organization. So from that point of view, poverty could play a role.
Professor Bhavani Thurasingham heads up the Cybersecurity Institute at UT Dallas. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.